Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the show. I am the greatest host in the entire world. Rob Zicari is my name, and this is the Rob Zicari Show. Welcome, 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 like I said the first time. Whoa, that's all I could say. I feel like I just watched a playoff game. Like, I feel like I just watched Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Bengals. I feel like I just watched the Minnesota Vikings miss a 16-yard field goal. I feel like I just watched New England Patriots win the Super Bowl. I feel like I just watched not but a long time ago. It's 10 a.m. here. That's West Coast time. I got done watching the debates at 8 o'clock my time. And then, of course, I watched like 5 hours of of after debate analysis. I'm 6 hours removed. Say I'm 6 hours removed, and I'm still exhilarated. I'm still just, like I said, watching a playoff, watching a Super Bowl, watching a prize fight, watching Ronda Rousey get her ass kicked. Okay, remember Ronda Rousey got the living crap beat out of her. Remember that? And for about 15 hours after, you were just like, I can't believe, boom, kick to the face. Can't believe it. She's punching her out. She's just, That's what I feel like. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, we're going to get into the debate in a minute. In a minute. But I just want to give you a little debate, compare and contrast. What is this now? The fifth or sixth debate the Republicans had? I think it's the sixth. I think. I know I should know this by heart, but I'm sorry. There's been so many. Every debate has been epic. It's never disappointed. It has had huge, huge numbers. They've been on weekdays, prime time. And everybody, everybody in America has a chance to see them. Everybody. You know the concept of voting and the concept the Democrats are constantly pushing forth, which is voting should be made easier. When states require ID, and we're not even just talking about driver's license, but just simple ID, just something that most people should have. And if someone doesn't have ID, I think voting is the least. I think voting is the least of their worries. If somebody's, you know, running around in this country with no ID. But anyways, Democrats, voter ID laws, you should have voting on weekends, we need to have more people vote. They're for more people voting. They're for making it easier to vote. But yet, when it comes to their candidates and putting on display who these people that they all want to vote, they make it harder for individuals to see who they should vote for. I mean, that's how liberals operate. That really is. That's how they operate in life. There's swerves. There's triple and quadruple hypocrisy. I mean, it's you see it with the Hillary Clinton calling Donald Trump sexist, the war on women, and yet again, Hillary Clinton's family beats the crap out of women on a daily basis. Hillary Clinton beat the crap out of all the women that were involved with Bill Clinton, called them bimbos, you know, floozies, you all just endless. Double, triple, quadruple swerves, hypocrisy. So we just had a phenomenal Republican debate last night. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Thursday, you got today's Friday. Some people are off today because people are off Monday for MLK Day. So they even had it on a day. They even had it on a day which could be considered a Friday for some people. So you could get a bigger audience. And Democrats are having their debate tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Head-to-head with the divisional playoffs. Head-to-head with Kansas City versus New England and Green Bay versus Arizona. The divisional playoffs. Basically, tomorrow, we will know who is playing for the chance to go to the Super Bowl. Not a wild card game, but tomorrow, either Kansas City and New England are going to be the team that plays either Denver or Pittsburgh for the right to go to the Super Bowl. And Democrats are having a debate the exact same time the divisional playoffs are going on. Are you effing kidding me? I mean, we've talked about this. This isn't a shock. People that are new to the show, which I'm sure there's a lot of new people, considering yesterday we had our biggest ratings we've ever had in the history of the show, and I like to thank all of you. So we've got a lot of new listeners. So those of you who are new, don't go, really, duh, Rob. Listen, I've talked about this for months. I'm just reiterating it. Okay? I'm reiterating it. Coming off the heels of the Republican debate last night, regardless if you like Republicans or you don't, you got to at least marvel at how the Republicans have set up the process for people to watch who they might want to pick to be the next president of the United States. So even if you don't like Republicans, they're at least giving you a chance. They're at least giving you a chance to either take another look at them or completely reject them. The Democrats? Nope. Let's put our debate against Kansas City and New England. So the notion that Democrats want more people to vote is BS. It's BS. If they wanted more people to vote, if they wanted more people to be engaged, if they wanted more people to be involved in the process, they would put their debates on the weekday, prime time. That way, more than, 6 million people will tune in? I mean, the last debates, well, I think it was 7 million, 8 million if they were lucky. What do you think are going to, who do you think is going to tune in tomorrow? Who do you think is going to tune in tomorrow? Amazing. All right. I just had to get that off. All night I was thinking about that. All night. Listen, this is my job, okay? This is my job, and I will not even watch that debate. Of course, I'm going to TiVo it. But even then, I'll probably only watch half of it. When am I going to watch it? Seriously, when am I going to watch it? I like to go out on the weekend, relax, go to the movies. I don't want to watch a two-hour debate. Watch half of it. Fast forward. All right. Again, had to get that off my chest. So let's talk about the debates. Now, depending on what radio host you listen to, depending on what news program you watch, you will get conflicting reports as far as who won. Some will say Cruz. Some will say Trump. Some of the real delusional ones might say Rubio, Christie. And those are the real delusional ones. Actually, pretty much, I don't think any host would say Rubio, Christie, pundits. You're Ana Navarro. Hello, this is Ana Navarro. How are you? I must tell you, I live tweeted last night. And I would jump around CNN, MSNBC, Fox. And I forget how annoying Ana Navarro is. Oh, gosh. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, my God. I wish there was some type of, not time machine, because it's silly, but a Ann Coulter surrogate punch you in the face machine. Seriously, I wish I had like a button, because I can't, you know, you can't violence against women as far as a man goes. That's wrong. I would never do that. I would never advocate that, but I would advocate for violence on violence as it pertains to a woman. When I watch SE Cup, or Ana Navarro, or Dana Perino. I don't know why I said Dana Perino's name with Ana Navarro's accent. I don't know why I did that. But when I see Dana Perino, I want to push a button and Ann Coulter to come out and just punch him in the face. drop kick him. Just drop kick him. Maybe get Ana Navarro in a chokehold. And Ana Navarro just she just taps out. Ooh. Effie Cup, that. Oh, gosh. I wish that I just pushed the, you're just sitting there and you just push the button. You just push it. And all of a sudden, as Ana Navarro's talking and Anderson Cooper's like, so tell me, Ana, what do you, well, let me tell you something. When I look at the boom, and then all of a sudden the Coulter pounce right in her face. And then she leaves. And then Anderson goes, okay, so, Dana, what? gosh. So, depending on who you listen to, Trump won. Rubio won. Cruz won. This was the best part. That was the best part. I got to say that if you are undecided still, which I find it hard to believe. I think a lot of people have pretty much made up their minds as far as who they're going to vote for. I do. I think we're at the point, you know, I get nervous because I know DT is still new at this whole process. And I still get nervous when he gets asked a question and he's talking or somebody's attacking him. I get nervous that he's going to do that one thing that might turn people off. Like turn and grab his junk and say, yeah, play with this, you jay off, or, you know, I don't know. You never know. So I still get nervous. But if nothing has happened as far as polling going south and things of that nature, it's not going to go south in the next 2.5 weeks. So I think pretty much everybody has made up their mind as far as who they're going to vote for. But if you are still undecided, there's no way you watched this debate and went, yeah, Ted Cruz, he's authentic. He's real. Yeah. He is just like one of us. That man is so fake. He really is. Whether you like Trump or you don't, you have to admit he's real. He is real. Why is he resonating with people? Because he's real. I've said this before. Not everybody in America is this over-the-top, metrosexual, at peace and at love with nature men, women, transgender, guys in dresses, girls that look like guys, the cafe latte, Starbucks, Muslims, the Indian, whatever. Not everybody is running down the street wrapped in the gay pride parade flag. It's crazy. It's crazy to think everybody in America wants a president or a candidate or a leader, whatever, to speak in these huge, over-the-top phrases and terms where you just go, what did he say? What? He was just asked a question of, should we do this or should we do that? And he just gave a five-sentence answer. I mean, we become, as far as viewers of politicians, we become programmed because newspapers and the political pundits tell us the sign of a good leader, a good politician, is someone who's eloquent. Someone who speaks well. Well, what's eloquent and what's well? Not answering the question. Well, I think, therefore, we should, as the nature collides and then the did, and you, okay, well, why can't you just say yes, no? You see pundits go, Trump resonates because he speaks with a fourth grade language. Go figure, the GOP like him. That's the liberal elitist take. If you go to BuzzFeed or you go to Huffington Post, you go to all these liberal rags, these liberal propaganda sites. They reek of elitist. They reek of, we're so smart and you're so stupid. Because we wear glasses when we don't need to, and we read Nietzsche, and we discuss the philosophies of life, and then privately we go home and watch the Kardashians. Ooh! We like, you know, chai latte, and we wear scarves in the summertime. And then we go home and watch Girls. Yeah, Girls, where they talk about tossing each other salads. Woo! Remember, I told you it's the hypocrisy of liberals. The hypocrisy of liberals. Trump is authentic. He's authentic. He's authentic. He's real. And I don't want to shock liberals if they should be listening to the show, which I doubt they are. But my conservative friends that might be on the fence, oh, I don't know if I want to vote for Trump. I don't know. Remember this. Remember this. We've always went in the complete opposite. We've always went in the complete opposite of who the president was that was there for 8 years. We've always gone in the complete opposite. Ted Cruz is not the complete opposite of Barack Hussein Obama. I know we should be talking about the debates. I'm setting it up, okay? I'm setting it up. Relax, everybody. Relax. Everybody who's giving me that look in the studio, relax, okay? Relax. Ted Cruz is just a white Canadian version of Barack Hussein Obama. They both went to Harvard. They both are lawyers. They both were part of the Harvard Law Review. Cruz went to Princeton. Obama's wife, our first lady, went to Princeton. They're both junior senators. Or freshman senators, whatever the hell it is. They were only there for a couple of years. Obama, maybe he was born in Kenya. Maybe he was born in Hawaii. Ted Cruz, born in Canada. That we know. There is no maybe. There is no maybe. is no maybe. So just in that concept, the only difference is skin color. That's not enough. That's not enough to fit the historical trend. That's not enough for the historical trend. We need to go with the historical trend. If we want a Republican, if we want a conservative in the White House, if we want somebody that can beat Hillary Rodham Clinton, the man is Trump. Historical trend. Plain and simple. We had Ronald Reagan, who was completely opposite of Jimmy Carter. Completely opposite of Jimmy Carter. The movie actor from California. Big, hulking, handsome. And then little Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer from Georgia. Weak. And George Bush Sr. was really just an extension of Reagan. It was an extension of Reagan. That's all that was. It was an extension. But once that extension was over and people went, we thought we were getting another Reagan. We tried. We didn't get it. So let's go the complete opposite. And what was the complete opposite? This young, hip governor who liked to sexually harass women. Bill Clinton. We went completely opposite. Oh, look, the guy's playing saxophone with sunglasses with Arsenio Hall. Complete opposite. Complete opposite. So now we had this guy, young, charismatic, loves to sexually harass women. Speaks well, speaks the common language. I feel your pain. Hug you, touch you, eat the food off your plate when you're at McDonald's while he's campaigning. All that. Have sex with your 22-year-old daughters. It's far opposite from the Reagan-Bush era. So we have 8 years of that, which ends with, well, fellatio in the White House, using pieces of furniture as sex tools. We all know. It's disgusting. We all know. So what do? We pivot and go completely opposite. We don't go with Al Gore. We don't go with the extension of Bill Clinton. We had that crazy young sexual harasser in the White House. So now we go to the guy from Texas. Not real smart. Cowboy. How you doing? Yeah. Kind of Beavis and Butthead-ish. Yeah. Oh, I'm choking on a pretzel. All right. We're in a bomb. We're in a bomb, everybody. I mean, it completely opposite of Bill Clinton. So 8 years. 8 years of that kind of dumbed down presidency, that real simple, that clueless look that we even listen. I'm a newly converted Republican, but even my lifelong Republicans would have to admit, Junior was just not the brightest. He just wasn't the brightest. Now, back then, the word was, well, Jeb's the smart one. No. Apparently, the old man was the smart one. He had dumb and dumber. So we had 8 years of that. And after 8 years of war and just that guy in the White House that gets shoes thrown at him and he's ducking, he's laughing, and just this whole kind of weird vibe of a dumb president, but in a cowboy, hillbilly, strappa, an Acme rocket on my back, and I'm going to fly to the moon, that type of vibe, we pivot. And where do we pivot? Well, completely opposite. You see the historical trend, ladies and gentlemen? You see the historical trend? We pivot. We now pivot. We go to the black guy who has these eloquent words. Law professor, lawyer, community activist, senator, freshman, junior, whatever the hell it you call it, young, first term, has this background of father from Kenya, stepfather from Kenya. His dad was a Muslim. His stepdad was a Muslim. Raised by the grandmother. I mean, just complete opposite. Complete opposite of George Bush. Complete opposite. Absolutely opposite. No more war. We're going to be more passive. We're going to apologize. We're going to go and have speeches where we apologize to the world for being big bullies. I mean, completely opposite. And what do? We elect them. Obama didn't get into office with just Democrats. People that had never voted Democrat before voted for Obama. Okay? People that never voted Democrat before said, you know what? This is going to be historic. You know, it's a totally different vibe. Let's give him a chance. This will be huge. The whole war and seeing our soldiers come home and thousands dead. And, yeah, the economy's bad and stock market's bad. Just everything, we're losing hundreds of, complete opposite. So now we have Obama for 8 years. We have Obama for 8 years, and now the country's like, we need the opposite. So what's happening? You have Bernie Sanders, who's surging. Because let's face it, if you didn't like Hillary Clinton in 2008, if you're a Democrat and you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton in 2008, why 8 years later are you now sold on her? 8 years later, why are you now sold on her? You're not. Let's face it, you're not. So what's the opposite? What's the opposite of Hillary Clinton? Well, Bernie Sanders.
Someone who talks like this.
When you close your eyes, you go, am I listening to Jackie Mason doing a off-Broadway show? Am I listening to Larry Dave? What am I? It's a fatter Larry David. Okay. No. But it's opposite of Hillary Clinton. And when it comes to Republicans, Donald Trump is opposite of all the GOP field, and Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Because at the end of the day, Bernie Sanders' policies and where he wants to take this country is in tune and is in line with Barack Hussein Obama. And historical trends show we as a nation want the complete opposite. We want the complete opposite. So now we cross Bernie off and we are left with Trump, who is the complete opposite of Bernie, Hillary, and the entire GOP field. And that was on display last night. Donald Trump was the complete opposite. He was real. He was authentic. And again, maybe some of you don't like his tone, but let's face it, more Americans talk like Donald Trump than they do Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie. When someone asks you a question, okay? Someone asks you a question. Hey, Bob, did you get the compressor fixed like we told you to do yesterday? Well, you see, that's a complex question. And there's many parts to that question. When I went to the place that the compressor was at, the analytical sphere, that no one talks like that. Hey, Bob, did you get the compressor fixed? No. Yeah. Thank you. Nah. Why didn't you get it fixed? Well, yesterday I broke my hand lifting the 2-ton metal press. I broke it. Look, broke it. Hurt like hell. So I had to go to the hospital. Wow, yeah. My friend Marvin, he's going to fix it today. Okay, thanks. I mean, how Donald Trump talks is how average America talks. And anytime we experience somebody who doesn't give us a straight answer or gives us an answer that we go, what does that mean? We instantly walk away thinking this person is completely full of crap. And last night, the moderators asked real direct questions. Real direct questions. You said this, what does that mean? Well, this and that. I mean, Ben Carson started talking about message boards. Well, you see, the message, but what? What are you talking about? And who always was straightforward, always had an answer that you could understand and you could identify with, regardless if it was gruff, was Donald Trump. Don't be bamboozled by these websites and these pundits who talk about Trump's language and how it appeals to dumb people. It appeals to fourth graders. Because it's not just the liberals. It's not just the liberals. A lot of the establishment in the GOP say the exact same thing. And it's funny because they act like they're so smart because they use big words. But when it comes right down to it, the majority, if not all, but all would be too broad of a brush to paint with. Majority of these Republicans have never done anything in the private sector. None of these guys have ever done anything in the private sector. They've never accomplished anything except running for office and being a congressman for 35 years. Imagine being in a job and never being able to be fired from that job. Unless it's every 4, 6, 8 year, however many years. Whenever they have a re-election, depending on somebody running against you. I mean, basically, these are like lifetime jobs. Why do you think people like Lindsey Graham, John McCain, these people have been doing it for 30 years, 40 years. So don't ever fall for the whole, oh, well, Trump uses very immature language. Real Americans use language like Trump. Somebody does something dumb, we say, wow, that was dumb. Wow, is that person stupid? Nobody goes, you know, that person is educationally challenged. Who says that? Who says things like that? People say, you're stupid. You're dumb. You're a moron. You're an imbecile. I think Hank is, well, I don't think he got the proper education growing up. I think he might be challenged in aspects of arithmetic. What? What do you think? Just he's stupid. That's what he is. He's stupid. He's incompetent. Get rid of him. Oh, that language is inappropriate. Your tone is inappropriate. Don't talk like that. That's so inappropriate. Inappropriate. You know what's inappropriate? How you run this company. How you run this team. How you run this country. That's the majority of Americans. Remember, historical trend shows we want the complete opposite. Bernie Sanders is not the complete opposite. He's the complete opposite of Hillary Clinton. He's not the complete opposite of Barack Hussein Obama. Aside from being a Jew from Vermont and white, he's the exact same as Obama. Donald Trump is the complete opposite of Barack Hussein Obama. We must follow historical trends. If we want this White House, we have to follow historical trends. Ted Cruz is not the opposite of Obama. The only opposite thing is Ted Cruz is an American. Absolutely, 100% not American. Canada. Born there, lived there, was raised there. End of story.